Wiley's.
Hey, is Marsha in?
Not yet. Can I take a message?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Can you let her know that Nico, N-I-K-O, from the Bank of Cardiff called, and that's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank, Frank. So it's like car and then different.
Mm-hmm.
And my direct line is 858-779-0432. Yeah, and just let her know I'm trying to follow up with her here. We spoke a couple quarters ago about some of our programs that we had to offer, but you guys didn't have anything at the time for equipment financing or working capital, but she told me to follow up towards the end of the year, see if things have changed, how business has been. So that's what I'm doing, just giving a call. You know,
business has been extremely slow, I can tell you that much, and nothing's changed as far as buying anything.
Oh, is there a reason for the slow time? Is it just the industry as a whole?
It's the industry as a whole, I believe, but since 9/11, our business has been up for several months to where you don't have enough help to get it all done, and then it'll be down for several months to where you're scratching to keep what you've got here busy.
Right, so when does that busy time happen?
We never know.
Oh, it's just kind of sporadic?
Yeah, we used to be able to keep up with what was going on from year to year. You could look back and see. But now, it's, you never know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when things kind of get slow for you guys, do you happen to maybe shift your focus on what you're doing, like maybe change a few things up?
No, we are very versatile in what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've got customers around, and when they slow down, we slow down.
Right. So how do you guys get through that slow time then? What is it that you do to kind of push yourselves through
it?
Pray. Give you a little faith in there, you know. Hopefully you guys push through, right?
Yes.
Of course. You know, just out of curiosity, I guess, is there a typical time of the year where you guys do look at whether or not you need to bring on equipment or need some cash on hand?
Well, right at the present, we don't even have room for anything else. And all the equipment we've got was bought around 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 9/11 happened 2001, so we don't have near the hours on the equipment that it would normally have. So it's, I consider it kind of like, you know, almost new stuff.
Right. So is it typical, maybe like just kind of to give me a little better perspective on your guys' business? So when was the last time you guys actually brought on a new machine? Was it back in 99 or?
Well. As far as the major stuff, CNC stuff, yes. Now, we've had to replace some of the smaller stuff, the manual machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wear out, and, you know, we've got one. Last one we bought was, it's been about a year ago.
Okay, so
it was last August when we bought it.
Okay, and that was just like a smaller manual one?
Right. Right.
So none of the big, like, CNC, I guess, like, larger ones that would cost a couple hundred thousand?
Right.
Okay. Do you guys typically kind of wait to see, you know, engage whether or not you need to bring on equipment, as in if something breaks down, that's when you guys would most likely need a new CNC machine?
Well, we've never had one break down to the point to where we had to replace it.
Okay. I mean, one of the reasons I asked that is because he said that, you know, your CNC machines go way back to 99, and I know a lot of new technology has come out that could increase efficiency within, you know, the machine shop. So just out of curiosity, again, is that something that you guys have looked into, maybe possibly bringing on a new machine that could increase your efficiency while saving you guys space?
No, because the work that we have from the customers that we have, there's no reason to do that.
Oh, okay, so you're saying that, like, a new piece wouldn't generate enough revenue to keep up with the demand from your customers?
Right.
Okay, that would make sense. Do you guys have anything on the wish list that you would like to, you know, bring on before year's end?
I've got a long wish list, but before we could put anything in here, we would have to move something out or add on to the building.
Right. Have you guys been in the talks about that? Is that kind of something that just hasn't come up before?
No, we were talking about that before 9/11 because we were busting the walls when 9/11 happened.
Mm-hmm.
We had nine people working here in the shop. And within a year after 9/11, we were down to two.
Oh, man.
We kept our crew here, and we just let them dwindle off. They would want to know how come we're cleaning instead of working. And anytime anybody asked, I told them, we don't know what's going on, and if you find a job you're comfortable with, I recommend you take it.
Right, kind of uncertainty in the market, right?
Right.
Right, okay. Do you guys have, like, plans to seek out new business? How do you guys facilitate, getting new customers?
We're in the process of doing that right now. My grandson has really done a super job over about the past 3 months. He's made more contacts in the past 3 months than I made in the past 30 years.
Wow. So he's aggressively trying to bring new business to you guys.
Right, yes. And we haven't seen the fruits of it yet, but we have got some good feedback.
So more nibbles and no bites yet.
Right, right.
Okay. And do you see, some of that growth coming in towards 2017, where you would possibly and most likely need to bring on maybe a few new operators or even get that expansion going on? Do you think that's something that is in the foreseeable future?
That's what we're hoping for, but we're not. We learned after 2001, you don't get your hopes up and count on anything.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And here on my end, in the finance industry, after 07, 08, you can't get your hopes on anything either.
Right, right.
So we both have seen the situation where it's a win-win or a lose-lose, but never a win-lose situation,
Right.
It's either one or the other. You can't really have the best of both worlds.
That's right. It seems that way.
All right. Okay. Well, what I want to do is I want to be able to at least be, on your guys' mind, at least in the ring when you guys are looking at maybe putting on that expansion or needing some additional cash.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good email I can just shoot you guys over my contact information so that you can have me on file? I can toss my hat in the ring. We guys are kind of shopping around for the better rates and see if mm-hmm. there's something we can do to help out.
Okay. It's Wiley Machine. WILEY
mm-hmm.
at earthlink.net.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I totally forgot your name.
David?
David? David, I appreciate the help and everything. I look forward to possibly being able to help out with you guys in terms of, pushing, our relationship further. Just out of curiosity, though, with the $250,000 that we already have you guys pre-approved for, is there any use right now that you can use for other than the wish list for equipment? But if you guys had the cash on hand, it's kind of amused me here. Is there something that you would do to maybe get that expansion started?
Not now, no. Not without something in writing from somebody.
Okay. Okay.
I've for the past 3 weeks, one of the customers that my grandson got in touch with, I've been quoting parts for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that works out, that's going to be a really big thing. But like I said, I hope for nothing anymore. Well, I hope for it. I just don't count on it.
Right. And David, if your grandson had some money on hand, would he be able to maybe increase the marketing campaign that he's been doing? Maybe, hopefully expand it a little bit if money was.
No, I don't think so. I think he's doing a super job with the way he's handling it.
Right. What exactly is he doing? Is he just like calling at people and seeing if he can facilitate new business that way?
Well,
is he like going to different places, different companies, and trying to deal with them directly like that?
He's good on the computer. He can sit on a computer and find places that we would want to contact,
mm-hmm.
Knowing what we do here.
Well, that's kind of something I would ask. What exactly is it that you guys focus on?
We are a job shop. We're not locked into any one thing. We do everything. We do repair. We even go into plants and do work when it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Before 9/11, there was two of the plants that we did work for that counted on us to keep them running, not only doing machine work, making parts for them, but going into plant and working on their equipment. They had their own people working on it, but some of it would be more complicated than they wanted to let their people work on. And we would go in and work on the stuff. And both of those places have closed since 9/11.
Okay. So hence why you guys have had those sporadic months where business picks up and then business slows down. There's
right.
nothing where, you know, you have a set group of customers that consistently return periodically that can, you know, push in some orders and get business rolling, right?
About all of the work that we do now is repeat work.
Okay.
And we've got a few good customers, but we haven't picked up any since 9/11, any new customers, because everybody's got locked in to, just like the customers that we have are locked into us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get into other places.
I know, yeah, breaking into places is very difficult. It's a skill in itself to, you know, persuade some people that your business is the best and that, you know,
you should
do work with you guys. I can imagine how difficult that is. But, I mean, that's good, though. It's good that your grandson's being able to effectively, you know, push the business forward and seek out new business. Has he been looking into, you know, it's kind of maybe an out there question, but has he been looking into specific industries where you guys can facilitate new customers, maybe like the oil industry or aerospace or microfiber technology, anything like that?
Well, wind is what this job that these people that sent the drawings that I told you about, where I've been quoting for the past 3 weeks, they're into parts for windmills. Not just that. They're into a whole lot of stuff. But
so alternative energy companies would be
right.
a good place to start for you guys. Okay.
Right. Yep, if we can break into that, and it looks like we've got a good possibility here. So,
well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that you guys, you know, have started to pick up and have gotten some new business. But look, I don't want to take a lot more of your time. You know, I appreciate the fact that we've been able to catch up and everything, kind of give me a little rundown of how the business has been since I last was in contact with you guys. I want to kind of let you know on my end here what's going on in the finance industry, so that if, you know, you do sit down and talk with Marcia and just kind of let you guys know what's going on our end here, especially
mm-hmm.
with the election, what's going on. So
mm-hmm.
what we're doing to prepare our customers is letting them know as soon as the new branch of government comes in, as soon as the new president takes office, it means that there's going to be a whole new bureaucracy, so a whole new
right.
government, right?
Right?
And when a whole new government comes in, especially with the two candidates that we have now, there's more likely a chance that we're going to see an increase in interest rates within the Fed.
Right.
So the Federal Reserve is obviously going to be able to up their interest rates, which effectively kind of trickles down to everybody else. So the
right.
banks are going to increase their rates. We're going to increase our rates. It's just, you know, the way the world works. But what I've been telling my customers and potential customers is that if you guys are looking to bring on any sort of equipment or take out any type of loan, whether that's, you know, an SBA loan or whatever it may be, it's good to lock in your rates before January. And if you know, so that you guys have a rate or equipment financing that lasts the 3 to 5 years, and you guys get it now rather than wait till the interest rates hike and you end up paying more money rather than saving money. So
right.
it's just, you know, a little food for thought what's going on here on my end. So I like to keep my customers informed.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. You know, here's what I'll do. I'm going to send you over my contact information via email.
Okay.
If anything does come up in the next, you know, I don't know, 3 to 6 months, give me a call. But I'll more than likely follow up with you guys and just kind of see how business has been again. How's that sound?
Okay. Sounds great.
All right, David. It was good talking to you.
I hope next time it'll be more productive for you.
No, it was productive. You did, you know, essentially just help me out, kind of learn more about the business, see where you guys are positioned, see hopefully later on if there's something we can do to, you know, give you guys a helping hand, a little boost here.
All right.
All right. It was good talking to you. You know, you take care, okay?
Hey, you too. Thanks.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.